The 5th Congressional District of Virginia covers more area than any of the 11 districts of the state, stretching from the North Carolina border almost up to Maryland. It is even larger than the state of New Jersey, and it comprises a diverse constituency that includes farmers in Southside, horse country up north, and Charlottesville in the middle, a seat mostly held by Republicans in recent years. This year, 4 Democratic candidates are trying their luck at taking Republican Tom Garrett's seat in Congress. One of them is former Marine Roger Dean Hufstedler, who's also worked as a senior advisor for the TomTom Founders Festival.
Well, Tom Garrett's part of something in D.C. called the House Freedom Caucus. The House Freedom Caucus is a cancer on our country right now. These are 25 people in D.C. who do not believe in our common American values of progress and compromise, and that I'm going to make sure he's a one-term congressman because I don't believe in those kind of values. And I honestly don't think most of the people here in Central Virginia and Southside believe in those values either.
Evicting Tom Garrett is the rallying call. Candidate Ben Collop is an investment associate born and raised in Virginia who is part of several advisory boards in Charlottesville. He paints this picture.
The 3 biggest issues in this campaign are healthcare, jobs, and education. On all 3, I feel like I can do a better job than Tom Garrett. For example, on healthcare. Last year in 2017, Tom Garrett voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act without replacing it, which would have ripped healthcare away from 23 million people. He also voted for this disastrous tax bill at the end of the year in 2017, the Trump tax bill. That tax bill was a feast for corporations and left crumbs for the middle class.
We made multiple requests to Garrett's office for an interview with WMRA, but we were unable to set up a conversation. The Democratic candidates are also all in favor of gun control and especially limiting heavy weaponry. Here's Leslie Coburn, a former investigative journalist for NBC, CBS, and PBS Frontline, who grew up in a family of hunters. She has covered 6 wars, including the U.S.-directed Contra war against Nicaragua.
So my view is we totally support hunters, hunting culture. Hunters tend to be very concerned about gun safety, all those issues. And they agree with all the rest of us about getting rid of background check loopholes. There is a bill right now in the House which is an assault weapons ban, and I support that. And I support banning bump stocks and large capacity magazines. I really don't think we need those here. Having spent so much time in war zones, I just don't think we need to see them in Charlottesville.
Given the rural nature of the 5th District, each of Garrett's Democratic challengers speaks proudly of their rural roots. Andrew Snethern is an attorney and former D.C. prosecutor now living in Charlottesville.
I grew up on a farm that's been in my family for 5 generations. My mother still owns that farm and still farms every day. And I know exactly what many of the people in particularly the rural parts of this district have suffered through over the last couple of generations. And I know what's been lost. And I think that going there and speaking with folks about our progressive values in those communities is the best way to win back this district for the Democratic Party.
This year, Democrats will caucus in April to select 250 delegates to attend the party's district convention in Farmville on May 5th. Caucus dates and times are set by local Democratic committees. More information on democratsva5.org. On the Republican side, Tom Garrett is seeking re-election and is the only candidate to have filed for the U.S. House of Representatives. Garrett is an Army veteran, a lawyer, and previously served in the Virginia Senate and as a prosecutor in Louisa County. The primary election will take place on June 12, 2018. For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.